The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy.
Goddamn B. And
welcome back to another episode of
No Need for Apologies.
I'm Monroe Martin.
And I'm Derek Gaines.
And we are back with another episode
for your stinking asses.
We got another fucking OG. R-O-G.
R-O-G. My uncle.
Fucking Small. Sherrod Small. Yeah. You seen him on Comedy Central. You seen him on Fox.
Heard
you seen
him on Race Wars.
Fucking Race Wars.
Yeah.
He's done it all.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Yeah. Thank you for doing it, man.
I like the back and forth y'all did, too. I like that Run DMC back and forth.
That's what we're trying to do,
I
man.
I like that.
Thank you. We're bringing it back on that old school shit. It's nice. So Uncle Smalls is finally on the show. I got the chance to talk to Unky Smalls.
I showed up on time. For some reason, you guys were running late.
Everybody was running late.
Everybody. I showed up right on time.
Yeah, but no, you showed up late.
But you showed up on time.
Of your lateness.
I was waiting outside. I don't know how to buzz into this fucking.
Oh, this buzz BW. Because I
run away home.
Yeah, no, you said you'll be here late, and you showed up at the time that you agreed upon being late. So you were on time.
So we were just pushing. We were just waiting in case you were later than that. That's why we pushed our last.
Okay, I appreciate that.
But everybody, like Kareem, got here a little late.
Kareem Green?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
As you can see, Sherrod kind of raised us in comedy. It was Keith Robinson as our father, gateway keeper, and then Uncle Sherrod to garnish everything else and season the
Stay your books, nigga.
Yeah. Stay your books, nigga.
I go like this. Don't tell your father.
Don't tell your
I'm that uncle.
Dude, man.
So what's going on in here? What y'all talking about?
We talking about everything, man. What's going on with you?
I'm just working.
What you working on?
You know, Small World. We're producing a lot of stuff. We're doing a lot of TV.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of live events.
I've done a lot of Small World shows. Yeah. Very, very fun time.
I've only done a couple.
Yeah, we got a bunch coming
up.
That's dope.
Yeah, we got the Hell Nights coming up October 29th. It's going to be a great show. It's the near-death experience show.
Okay.
So everybody's talking about near-death experiences on stage.
Oh my God.
We got Artie Lang on there. He died almost four times to each show every time we do it.
He almost died four times 3 weeks ago.
That's right.
Oh, my God. He walked up on us with that nose. We did not know who he was.
Yeah,
but
that nose
was in shape. But he was in shape.
He's looking better than ever.
He's in shape.
Yeah.
He was like,
who? He look Hispanic.
Yeah.
He walked up on us. He was like,
Joey Medina. I was like, wait a second.
Who the fuck is this? He got a tan? That I don't know anybody who gets their life together and gets a tan.
You gotta get a tan.
Hey, fellas, came up like it was the after school special. Other than the nose, if like the nose wasn't the way it was,
you wouldn't know
he'd
have
been like, well, goddamn, he must have. What you went to college and came back? He had a nice little windbreak on.
Yeah, he came. I love Artie. He's the best.
Dude, he was doing push-ups. Nice haircut. He had the taper.
Yes,
he was getting bitches. This nigga made it look like he was away. He was fucking. He found some sugar mama.
Yeah, he did.
Who was like, I'll feed you, baby. I'll get you together.
Some big old booty black woman to straighten him up.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's called rehab, fellas. That's what it was. It's called rehab. Yeah. Straighten him up real good. Yeah. It was a bunch of big black nurses locking him up at night.
Yeah, it had to be. Come on, Mr. Lang. You know you got to get your medicine, Mr. Lang. Come on, Mr. Lang. Mr. Lang, I know you like to hang out late at night and listen to the funny bumpy bumpy bumps, but you got to get your pills, Mr. Lang. Come on, Mr. Lang.
He's doing well. I'm happy for him. But he's on the show, too. He's on Hell Night and Yamanika and Michelle Wolf and Nikki Glaser.
Oh, yeah.
All talking about near death.
Wow.
That's so dope, man. Congrats on that shit.
I appreciate it.
How'd you...
Let's ask you a cliche question. How'd you get into comedy?
Because you're of a fucking.
Because you've been here for a while, though.
You've been here for a fucking while.
How'd you get started? Boy, like you're like
not
a
how'd
hobbit.
You get started.
How'd you get started?
Wait.
Yeah, let's do it better.
Before that's you, all right, look. Okay, okay. Don't ask like that. Cliche. No. We've seen you. I've seen you since I've gotten here, and okay. You was always on.
Right.
Yeah. You always was at the cellar.
Yeah.
You was always on something.
Yeah.
You were
even
never
when
not
I got
on.
Here. That was. Well, that was 11 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
So it was like, where the fuck is, are you eternal? Are you a mystic?
Yeah.
What are you, Sherrod?
I'm half elf. No, I've just been doing, I've been performing at the cellar for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Me and Tone, we got in like right before 2000.
Oh, okay.
So we got in young and early in comedy. I got past the cellar after 6 months of comedy.
Oh, wow.
Which okay. is like, you don't do.
Okay, yeah.
So
you're a savant.
I've always been there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uncle Smalls is a savant. And, you know, because
we went hard, though. We did shows every day, me and Tony Rock.
Okay.
Up those 6 months, nigga. We performed everywhere.
Okay.
I'm talking Henrietta Hudson's lesbian bar downtown in the West Village.
Okay.
They had a show every week.
Yeah.
All lesbians, nigga. You walk in there with a dick, they hate you. So you got to win that crowd. You got to win that crowd.
You're like, I tucked tonight.
I laid it down
to the
side.
I love those shows. It was great shows. We performed at the Laundromat, which was the actual Laundromat.
Yeah. Okay.
The show was called Spin Cycle. It was a Jody Wasserman and Danny Cohen show.
Wow.
Dope.
And it was in the middle, niggas doing their socks. And they had a microphone. And we doing jokes with niggas folding their socks.
Those are the best shows, though.
Yeah, it was a great show.
We used to do shows in Harlem at hospices and shit.
Yeah.
Hospices.
And fucking hostels and
halfway.
Wherever
houses.
You can get a crowd, yeah, you can do it.
Yeah,
those are the when you kill there, you feel good about yourself, though.
Yeah,
like, all right, I'm something.
If yeah. I can do it with a wash machine,
just playing in the background, yeah.
Nigga says, "Excuse me."
It's just you know, like Chappelle and them, y'all. Chappelle used to always do Washington Square and William Stevenson.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Them niggas are like outside performing is a whole nother.
I hate outside.
Yeah. Hate.
So I've done it once or twice, and it is
we've done it.
Yeah,
I'm comfortable with it now.
It can be if like whoever's running it. Understands comedy.
Yeah.
Like they have the shows. What's the shows they do in the city at the park?
They do the comedy in the park thing.
Yeah, that's great because she understands
comedy. I've done
comedy
park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early on, it was a little rougher.
It's rough.
Oh,
it
absolutely.
Can be rough.
Oh, yeah, especially in New York that y'all grew up in.
Oh,
it
yeah.
ain't the park now.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's garlands and fruit and fucking Peter Pan
dolls. It's white people sitting Indian style. Yeah. Fucking
laying in the grass.
Their
like
hair braided.
Like it's the beach.
Yeah, it was all box cutters before that,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, y'all had it when niggas was snatching earrings out of bitches' ears on the train. That's when they was doing.
Because I was doing the comedy in the park when I moved here, and I was the only stage time you can really get. So I was comfortable with that. I'm like,
right.
If I bomb, no one cares. Right. No one fucking hears me anyway.
Yeah. At that time, yeah. No one cares. I'm outside.
Outdoor
performance. The only thing worse than outdoor performance is a nooner at a community college in the cafeteria.
Oh. Yeah.
While they're getting their Subway sandwiches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did the conference room in Jersey a long time ago.
What's the conference
room? We did a fucking a college, and it was a conference room.
I remember.
And it was for four kids.
Four.
And it was the kids who booked us.
Yeah, it was bad.
So they paid his agent. And he brought me to open with him. He was like, yeah, it's a nooner. It could be fun.
In Jersey City.
And it was just the kids
who
had the budget.
Yeah.
It's just the kids that was like, yep, this is the show. It was like, it's just you. He's like, yep.
Everybody, he did like 10. I did 20. We got up out of here.
Yep.
Yes.
I don't know why we did it, but we did it.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, man.
I remember one time me and Jessica Kirsten, we performed at Emory College in Atlanta at the gym and the theater was getting remodeled or something. So they had us do it. In the church on campus.
Okay, yeah.
So we on the fucking
on altar
the
up there.
With the big cross behind us. Yeah. She's a Jew.
Jamming.
Yeah. She's burning God. In there. Her skin's
burning. I'm melting.
Yeah, that's so funny.
But it was a great show. They packed it out, but it was just weird being in the church doing fucking dick jokes.
When I did churches, I was doing clean material. Yeah. So yeah, but no, the church was cool.
They sprung it on
black
us,
people. Still black people. Church, no church. They still had that fun sense
of
humor.
Yeah. Oh, no, I did a couple of church gigs with you. I liked them. I had fun, but I was never
clean.
Like,
at the church? Like, where was this? At the church?
At the church.
It's Philadelphia?
Yeah.
This is South Jersey for me.
Okay.
But when I first got into comedy, you know, a lot of people gravitated to it. Even people in my church thought I was really funny.
Okay.
So if they had, like, a fish fry or something, I went up.
Okay,
I'd throw up the little goofy jokes that I had. I put on a nice shirt or whatever. And this is how it began.
Okay.
And then, you know, churches in the clubs and then the open mics, the church, you know, and the churches start paying and stuff like that. But I noticed that I couldn't say everything.
with the church, crowd. Right.
Yeah. So that's why I started going to the club.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of like being a singer. Like you sung gospel with the church, but then you wanted to get into that the devil's music.
Not even that.
I'm in church going, I'm opening for this nigga. I'm in church with my mom on drugs. They're like, ooh. I'm like, ain't this the place to say it?
Yes.
Y'all niggas shouldn't judge me.
Yeah. Hey, I knew there was going to be some signifying niggas in that room.
Yeah, man.
There's
probably people that don't agree with me cussing and carrying on and smoking weed. But
what's your mother say to you when she come up here?
But you out here screwing, huh? You out here screwing, huh? Screwing. And he said, he walked in with my mom when she was at the stand. He was like, yeah, your son's out here screwing. The funniest thing.
Wait, my mom heard bust you? Out.
No, no. Because I told her, I was just like, yeah, my mom come here. She asked me all the time if I'm screwing. Yeah. And Sherrod says, of course you are. Right? So as soon as he met my mom, I was like, Sherrod is my mom. He was like, yeah, he's out here screwing. My mom bust out laughing. It was so funny. I was like, goddamn, Sherrod.
Your mom's
this nigga love his mama.
So you have to change your material. How did you go to the club still doing the church stuff, and then the crowd was like,
nah,
did they take you away?
No, I started. This is how I started. I used to say truck instead of fuck, but I didn't do that in church. I just kept
like
it out.
Hamburger.
Same thing.
Yeah, it was
with the truck.
Yeah, all that. And then one day, God bless my mom. My mom got me that Richard Pryor discography, 10 discs of Richard.
Yeah.
I started listening to that.
He didn't say truck once, did he?
He didn't say truck once. And then
unless
one day I
running
snapped.
A bitch over.
And then I snapped. And then I was at the comedy club one night. And I was like, man, fuck all that. And then the crowd went, I was like, ah! I remember my mom, first time my mom saw me cuss, I was a host, I think I was featuring at the Laugh House. And man, my mom disowned me for 2 minutes. And after that, she was like, I guess this is what he's doing.
Oh,
fucking funny.
Pray for him. I'm going to pray about him.
But she becomes the show. With you?
Yeah, my mother was always on board.
Yeah.
She understood the business because I was around it.
Yeah.
So, she was on board.
You got famous
cousins.
Me and
Tone got lucky that way because we didn't have to explain it to our family.
That's so dope.
That is dumb, Chrissy.
It's just the trade.
Yeah.
It's the family trade. Like, I'm about to go do this shit. You went to college. You went to like a historical black university.
I went to Morgan. Morgan State, baby.
Yeah. Wow. Who made you choose comedy?
The best, man. I always knew comedy. Me and we always knew, but I wanted to do other shit. I wanted to go to college. I had a clothing store in Maryland.
Oh,
really?
Materialistic, yeah.
Wow.
It was called Materialistic with a K. Would open it with my boys. Like, everybody used to go down to Morgan State. We had a whole bunch of Philly people, New York.
Yeah.
So everybody used to go home to get clothes and come back. We was like, let's open a store.
Yeah.
Boom. Opened it like a couple blocks from the school.
Oh, all right.
Blew up.
Damn.
Wow.
Blew up. Tried to pass it to young niggas in the school after we left. The nigga says,
it's done.
It fell apart.
Of course,
goddamn. But
young
you got out of
there. Fall apart.
Yeah.
we had the store for a long time.
So you did other shit before comedy,
and I did a lot of promoting too. Like in college, I do a lot of parties and concerts and shit.
That's why you're always
and
the
Morgan.
Life of the party. Sherrod comes in. We all know Sherrod's here.
Yeah.
Your spliffs.
All the fucking spliffs. The man
was
joints.
Sherrod was always the life of the party. Oh, he still is.
Morgan was dope though. College was dope because I think it's homecoming this week too. I might try to get down there, but it was dope. The Philly dudes.
Yeah.
We first saw it. It was like, everybody was broken off into sections. You have the Baltimore niggas, locals.
Yeah.
You have the D.C., PG County. You had the New York motherfuckers. Then you had Philly.
All right.
And then it depended on what time of the week it was, who was beefing with who.
Yeah.
It's like, D.C. and Philly got beef, nigga. So we had to sit back and watch.
Ooh. He's like, I'm in Brooklyn, nigga.
Philly niggas Brooklyn, always nigga. Won the box. Y'all always think y'all all know how to box.
Everybody. Everybody. Yo, hand me a box, pussy.
Yeah.
Square up, pussy.
Square up. Shoot me a fair one. Shoot
like,
me
a
fair one.
Me
shoot
box.
Me like it's a favor.
Do you
hey,
ever
man.
Heard that? You heard hand me a box, right?
Have
you ever heard hand me a box?
No. I've never heard hand me
never
a box.
You're lying.
No.
I thought that meant give me some pussy.
Need to be the title of the episode.
No,
hand me a box.
Hand me a box.
Yo, what, hand
wine?
Me a box, pussy.
Hand me a box,
yo.
Pussy.
That's some Philadelphia hood shit.
Oh, my bad.
That's some Philadelphia shit.
Fuck it. I want to call Reggie and be like, yo, what hand me a box, man? He was like, fuck niggas up.
All right. Hand me a box.
Shoot me a fair one.
Shoot me a fair one.
Shoot me a fair one, yes.
Maybe I'm tripping. There's always been hand me a box.
You be coming up with these weird slangs.
But I never heard hand me a box.
Hand me a box.
Y'all a bunch of niggas down there, Phil.
Yeah, we are. Barbarians. Hand me a box?
Woo.
I don't think a chicken box.
Yo, what does hand me a box mean? This I hung up on this.
That's just, you can't help it, but we're hanging up on Reggie.
Yeah. Hand me a box. We should ask. Is that
yo?
Yo, nigga, what does hand me a box mean?
Hand me a box?
Yeah, like, yo, pussy, hand me a box.
See? But it almost is like you did that contextually. Because
no,
at first he didn't know what it was.
I said it the same way I just said it.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, it mean
fighting.
It mean like square up, nigga.
All right, hand me a box.
All right,
yeah.
These niggas didn't believe me.
But niggas in New York, we put your dick beaters up.
It's a ride. We on the podcast with Sherrod.
Yeah, hand me a box, pussy.
Hand me a box, bitch.
Hand me a box.
I never heard that fucking.
I just taught you something.
Own shit.
Taught you something about Philly.
I like it. Hand me a box. I'm gonna tell Keith that tonight.
Hand me a
box. See if old school Philly know.
Yeah. Of course he won't. They used to fight in slippy shoes and fucking hard bottoms.
Yeah. Do they still do the? They still put a mascara in their beard. What's Philly up to?
What do you mean?
You remember that? They used to put mascara in their beards and make their beards look darker.
Oh, Beijing.
Oh, the Beijing dye?
Yeah. It started out with mascara, then it went to Beijing because they figured out they got a product that does it.
Yeah, I used to do it at the beginning of it.
I
did it for my prom. It's the most stupidest thing.
I did that shit like to make your waves pop.
The Beijing dye.
Yeah, the Beijing dye. That shit make your hair dry as fuck.
And then it all get on your clothes.
Yeah.
Get on your hats and on your back of your collar.
You do it for the bitches, but then you end up sweating it out and scaring off all the bitches.
Yes, it always look weird as shit. We was in college when I'm seeing niggas doing it. I'm like, this, what?
A Beijing dye.
I'm like, what is going on with your beard,
man? Because what happened
was, drawn on.
At first it was cool, but then when niggas start drawing beards up here.
The whole thing.
And then the line, there'd be no hair, but it'd be black. And you'd be like, oh, God.
The old school football face mask, the fucking chin strap.
Yeah, like a whole chin strap.
Chin strap with your fucking.
But they still do it, though.
They still do it, right?
They still do it.
Broken blackface. That's what it was. It wasn't the whole thing.
Right.
Sambo.
And it was just too sharp. It's like.
Too sharp.
Nigga, you look like Legos. Like you clipped it off.
Yo, can you pull up a picture of the Beijing beard
Philly
for the people?
Beijing dye, if we could.
Just in case so our visual
look it up,
people
Philly hairstyle Beijing dye.
And like the young kids are still doing it?
Young kids still do it.
Niggas still do Beijing?
They get it in their temp fades and shit.
You know what they do it about? Black churches do it a lot.
The
show off deacons, the ones that be wearing Versace suits,
they get the dyes.
Yeah. Maybe Sunday morning
it's pimp
dyed out.
They're still around.
It's pimp shit.
Because nothing a chick like more than having black dye in between their legs.
There's that, but then they put the dye in to make it even huger.
And it looks
Yeah.
And when it looks all sharp, like it's like, my
Rick Ross had Beijing in his beard on the album cover.
He got a baby dye. His hair's back here. That's the dye.
Nigga, that shit look like tar.
It's like a face mask.
they tarred himself.
I think he got tarred and feathered.
And they put a part in it. They put a part in it.
They had to do that shit with a toothpick. That wasn't. Look at that shit.
It's definitely like tar.
Dude,
he looks smothering in
awful.
It.
And he work at the docks.
But that's Spice Adams, so he did that on purpose.
That's so funny.
But they do that in New York, too.
I mean,
New York brothers do that shit.
It comes up sometime because, you know, shit is only 90 miles away.
I say nothing.
But it's
niggas
a Philly
do that
thing.
Shit.
It's a Philly.
That is a Philly thing.
Just like temper tapers is so D.C.
Yeah.
Temper?
They used to get the temper.
They
make it look like they fucking hairline got put.
I can stand on campus and go like this. D.C., Philly, Philly, New York, Philly, D.C.
Yeah.
You
the
knew
temple
everybody
taper.
From
yeah.
how they look.
I hated the temple taper.
That's one thing I was like this. Okay, I got to get out of this shit because I don't want people to know where I'm from.
Dude.
Just by looking at
me. The only thing.
What's the New York thing then. Y'all niggas like getting.
It was
all
Tim Boots for one.
New York with haircuts, they always get your haircut. They put line pushback. New York is the king of the sharpest line. They create a new line.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Niggas, they should be up here.
Yeah.
They be back here, but it's straight.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's sharp, but
it's
you push so much
sharp.
Hair back.
You're like, God
you
damn.
Have gotten rid of so much to give me this. I sacrificed my line for this bullshit New York haircut. I sacrificed my front line. Nigga, I remember you sacrificed your line 2 years ago.
Oh
I was like,
God.
What the fuck, boy?
Dude, I was so
and you
mad.
Had to come see my barber in Brooklyn because the niggas
that
in Harlem.
Last year.
Yeah, I remember.
That was last year.
You sacrificed your line
for my wedding.
That sucks ass.
Yo, my line.
This nigga took, I had a Hispanic Dominican, that's a Hispanic Dominican, Dominican barber. I sat in the chair. I was like, yo, I just want to.
A young dude?
I went,
they
shape
fuck up. Lines.
He was like, yeah, fuck it
yeah
up.
I got you. This nigga went, shh.
As soon as he did it, you felt
it. Yo, yo, my shit up here. He was like, I can fix it. No. I fucking called Derek and was like, yo, where's your barber? Okay. I took an Uber to this nigga barber. It was $45 Uber for a $25 haircut. I spent like $100
that day. But
Jeter
saved you. Brought your line so all the way back.
He brought my shit back.
He surgically
shit.
Brought your shit back.
This, like, nigga, this is back. A Jeter line. And this is a
Will Jeter. Shout out to Will Jeter.
A
Flag
Jeter 2 month line.
Because really? Jeter had to wait because he had to cut him, then he had to regrow, and Jeter had to cut him again to make sure it was right. Yeah, man. I used
so
to
that's
get,
the New York is the pushback.
Yeah, y'all get pushback, and y'all got two-tone do-rags.
The 5 yards.
Two-tone do-rags.
Y'all always had the two-tone do-rag. Every Philly called that out. We don't wear two-tone do-rags. This is not New York. I heard somebody say that.
Y'all do like, fucking goddamn joggers with boots. Y'all wear joggers to real places. Like, y'all do it.
You mean joggers like sneakers?
No, joggers like the pants,
oh, the
like
pants.
The Adidas track pants. Y'all wear them shits with like Tim's. And like, y'all would go out to a club and that shit.
Yeah, like,
and
with sweatpants on?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. Y'all are gutter. But what y'all motherfuckers would crack me up. A real, two-tone. And they
do-rag.
Velvet now.
Like, I ain't see anybody outside of Wu Tang with that on.
I see niggas in Brooklyn with velvet wave caps on.
I have too. They roll it up.
I've seen the velvet wave cap.
Oh, get out of here. I ain't seen that.
No, I've seen velvet wave caps. I'll be on the train. Niggas in New York wear velvet wave caps.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crush velvet wave caps.
What's the L.A. look then? What's the haircut for L.A.?
Man, I don't know what they be doing out there. Man. They just be.
Whatever the industry wants.
Whatever the industry wants.
What did what's his face have that got shot?
Oh, Nipsey Hussle? Yeah, braids.
Yeah,
he
braids.
Had long hair. He was a retreat, so you can't really.
Nah.
Yeah, but his hair was all silky.
They all wear
They do this. They do
they
like
do that
the
twisty,
the
with
twisty
the fade.
Wild with the fade shit.
Yeah.
So the nappy fro with the fade. That's L.A.
The nappy
Every
fro with the fade.
Black dude
nappy
in L.A. has this haircut, but
nappy
more.
Fro with the fade. But more with the twist. Everybody like they either play on the league or they're the black guy on the NBC show.
Right.
Or they throw the dye up in that shit.
I think Jermaine's hair got like that.
Yep. He went straight to L.A.
L.A.
He went,
hair.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look at this one I'm gearing up for.
Yeah, I see it.
I'm making the jump.
They don't like me because I'm older. Like, that's
I can't
exactly
wait
to
get that, nigga.
Oh, those dumb basketball brothers.
All of them. Same shit, the balls.
What's his name?
All the balls, bro.
The ball brothers, yes.
That's crazy.
What the fuck I'm
and
getting.
Then they peroxide the top.
Yeah.
Yep. Put some sprinkles on it.
You definitely tell a nigga where they from with a haircut.
Yep.
Right
That's
away.
That's funny.
Definitely right in college because you're chasing it.
Peroxide
I always say haircuts are like
hair.
Drugs. You try them all, but then you settle on what's good for you.
Yeah, man.
And that's your personality for your whole college experience, or at least that year.
Yeah.
But, I didn't go to college, but I knew who was in and what year they, like, what phase of life they were in.
Did you hang around college girls, though? Did you, like, go up to Temple? I know y'all niggas
Yeah. That's where the parties
all
were.
All that.
Yeah. You could party at 923, which was around Temple University. 923, it was 17 and up.
Oh, what?
God. Yeah, and that shit was gross.
Gross.
That shit was gross. That's where that joke come from. I was like, a lot of girls I had crushes on got taken by niggas who can fucking sign them out of high school.
Yeah.
It was like 40-year-old niggas grinding with 17-year-old
girls.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll tell you.
That's where Chris Hansen should have been.
And then Adrenaline came out, and then Egypt came out, and then there was so many clubs in Philly right on Delaware Avenue.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and then the one he was talking about
I
was off Gerard.
I would think the 17 and the younger would have young guys in there with the girls.
Old niggas, sweatpants, fucking throwing stacks of ones at bitches because they ain't never seen more money than that.
Right.
They like, oh, he got a stack, but it's like 220s and a bunch of ones. And he like, and the drinks were cheap. You had to go downstairs. You had a wristband, so they were using the older dudes to buy them drinks.
Right.
Because if you were 17,
and then they go dance with the young boys.
Yeah. No, they were dancing with the old niggas.
Dancing with old heads.
Yeah.
That is a weird combination,
dude.
If the chick,
who
if the,
okay this?
I don't know. I but
bro, Philly is bad, bro.
Philly is fucking
the underbelly of society.
Philly.
I was it like I knew girls who were in relationships with grown ass men, like men who were like. 45
and nobody like questioned any of that.
He feeding the family.
Oh,
he buying groceries. Remember, and I was like, I said it on stage, and no one laughed. But I was like, you know how what type of poverty that is? You letting the grown man fuck your daughter in the ass for some groceries?
That's like the Tina Turner story.
Yeah,
same so shit.
Ike came around,
Ike, and then she sent him off the Ike.
Yeah,
get on this bus. Get on the bus and sing,
dude.
Do what he says. It was terrible. Yeah.
You had to do. We were in that thing trying to get bitches. We trying to get chicks with all these fucking lions in there. Like, come here, I got a,
Philly comic. One of my favorite jokes from a Philly comic is Buck Wild. He says, "This is the joke. You ever fuck with them bitches from the projects? You'd be like, bitch, throw the keys down. That shit makes me go. This is what they do.
That's what it is.
You ever fuck the bitch with." throw the keys down.
She throw the keys down. You got it, and they fall in the bushes.
Throw
if you
the
don't
keys
catch
down.
Hey, fuck, yeah. Why you tossing?
Yeah.
Could have just dropped them.
I'm going to wake up. Don't wake up your mama. Throw the keys down. I'll come in. Like shit like that. Like, oh,
fairly gross at times, yeah. Man. It's
Project
beautiful.
Project Pussy good,
gross.
Though. Don't try to front now. Project Pussy is sometimes
oh,
good.
Yeah, but we
I've
got
never had
to order
from
projects.
The burbs, but I've heard about so much about it.
I had that once I moved to New York because we had all our projects got destroyed and they made affordable housing.
Yeah.
So last projects were like Tasker projects and then they just made them all like these Swiss style houses where they connected,
yeah.
But they made out of nothing.
Yeah.
Everything is sheetrock, and then poor people got to live in there, so the pussy changed up.
Oh, it changed it up.
You know what I mean?
I remember going to Brevoid. Like, I grew up in Brooklyn, so we had Brevoid, Marcy Projects. But, niggas, you know, the local dudes never like, the project dudes never liked you coming there fucking their girls.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why they was they 90 like on in the front door.
Yeah.
That's why you had to meet them somewhere else.
Meet them outside. Meet them at a Chinese restaurant across from your building.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to pizzeria.
What's that projects in Harlem, like by the water, like all the way?
Oh, shit.
That's a
it's by the 6 train or some yeah, shit. Yeah. I had to go to that project, nigga. That shit. It was like 8 years ago in the middle of the winter.
It's right off the water.
And I'm like, yo, where the fuck, where you building at? Yo, there's all these niggas around. I just like, I just straighten up and just like, what's up? You just gotta, just put some ass.
Yeah, man.
You're like, all right, if I'm going to get fucked up, I'm going to get fucked up.
Yeah, you haven't noticed, like, when you see a group of niggas come up, like, yeah. There's that shiver in your back, but you go, oh.
Yeah, you got to, because what you going to do?
Because what you going to camp? You going to whimper? No, you got to throw them shoulders back.
Because then you give them a reason to react.
I just thought dance battling them. They like, we don't know what to make of this. Don't shoot them. I like them.
Don't shoot them. I like them.
All the projects.
But you have to go through wolves to get to some pussy.
Turn the arrow.
I like that. You got to. But you know, it was worth it to me.
Absolutely.
I had a nice little tasty. I think in the Bronx, I dated a girl in the projects too. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Spanish Harlem. I was definitely up in there, nigga.
And
right on 116th, 115th.
Okay.
Right there on 3rd at Lexington.
Yeah. Okay.
I took some risk on it. All worth it.
Yeah. You and your dick is looking down like, we might not make it back.
She's like, look, but
we
going to
go in there.
I mean, one time I had a Morgan State fucking hoodie on.
Uh-huh.
And the nigga's like this. Was it college?
Is that a college on your chest?
I was like, nah, that's my barber. they motherfuckers was hunting.
Yeah.
But then once they got used to seeing you, because then I used to go see one girl a lot.
Okay.
And then they was, you know, you became part of the motherfuckers be like, what's up, man? You go see Jasmine? She up in there, nigga.
She's asleep.
She up in there, nigga. God, thanks.
That's they befriend so you.
Yeah.
She
they
up in
they look out for you.
That's so funny. Yeah, man. I was never really privy to the hood. I only lived in the hood
suburbs.
For a little while. No, my
you
mom.
You get good where you know the mailman. That's how good I was.
Yeah.
But the mailman be like, you going in there, right? Like, yeah.
Yeah, take that.
Yeah. I think it's for her. Yeah, might as well just grow up, you know, kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is male frog, man. I got you.
Yeah, just go ahead. You can sign off, man.
So what you did, went to high school? You went to high school in the suburbs?
I went to high school in Philly at first.
Right.
I went to George Washington.
Was it a Fresh Prince situation?
Moving to his auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
So funny. Basically, my mom got a better
Fresh
job.
Prince
and
out of there, nigga.
My mom, basically, me and my mom were both Fresh Prince.
Right. Uh-huh.
So we both moved to some suburban Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah. So my mom got a better job.
Right.
And then we moved across the bridge, and then that's when everything became what it became.
And that's when you used to go visit your family in Philly? And you used to take them your old sneakers because you doing better, nigga?
No, actually.
You ain't better than nobody.
Listen. Can you listen? You see that? It's so fucked up.
You ain't better than nobody.
That's what happened.
But give me them clothes, nigga.
This is what happened. But when I used to live in Philly, every summer I went to North Philly to be babysat by my cousins.
Okay. Yeah.
So I made a lot of my chops with that. Like, I got cool with North Philly niggas only because... Like, they had to figure out where I was. And I tell you that one time my mom sent me out there with a helmet and a bike.
No.
I'm in the hood with a helmet, and they jumped me. And they said,
you can't feel it, right? You can't feel it.
They
got your helmet
on. The ground, and I hit my head, and they was like, that shit do work. And so when I start crying, they said, nigga, what you crying for? I didn't know about you couldn't cry in North.
Yeah.
So when they was like, oh, you ain't from here.
Yeah.
So instead of them calling me pussy, they just said, oh, you like a white boy. So that was the thing.
They didn't teach you not to cry.
They just called them white boys.
I just stopped crying. So I just stopped crying. I used to hang out with what's his name? Kwan.
Yeah.
No, Karan. Karan was the name. Karan and all the other hood. And we used to play hood hockey. We used to take the hug container,
yeah,
and then shake to the sewer and see who could get it. Yeah. It's like
air hockey. I used to play that. Skelly, nigga.
Yeah, you never play that?
No. What is it?
So we used to do it with a can. Just crush a can down, right, and then you try to throw. You're on one side of the street, somebody on the other side of the street,
and then you try to throw it past them. Yeah,
throw it into the sewer.
Yeah, in the sewer. Yes.
Yeah, but I got good with that. I started eating wings.
Yeah,
but then.
The nigga said he started eating wings. I started eating wings.
Started eating wings. Because I was visiting every summer. I would be with my
Philly. Your mom didn't give you wings at home?
No, I was eating fucking vegetables and cutlets and shit.
It's just a great montage of this nigga playing hood
so
skelly.
When I was in the hood.
Hood hockey and eating wings.
Eating wings. But this is when I knew they weren't on my side. The whole karate gi story. Yeah. I told you, like, that's a set I do. But I had a karate gi on because I took karate and my grandma picked me up. And they was like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
They beat me up for that.
But did it work though? Did you get to use some of it?
Nah, because I told you my nana snatched me up, threw me in the car, and drove off like it was a fucking robbery. They kept me out of that.
Oh, and wait, then, so they beat you up and then
no, they was about to. Yeah. And then nana saw it,
grabbed him,
and rolled out in a Cadillac. But
then she just wasted your money.
Yeah, the karate money.
The point of karate is so you can handle yourself.
She didn't believe in me. She didn't fucking believe
in me.
She's
like, that's only in a house kind
of
fight.
My nana did not believe in
that. Do that shit on a punching bag.
Yeah, she didn't believe in that shit.
I remember back in the day, motherfuckers used to love the challenge of Guardian Angel to a fight. Remember the Guardian Angels?
Oh, shit.
And always the neighborhood do like this, I'll knock your ass. And everybody's crowded around. And so one of the dudes in the neighborhood against the Guardian Angel. It was like, Fred, I forget what's next. This motherfucker knocked his Guardian Angel unconscious.
What?
He did all the karate moves, nigga. And he got knocked unconscious in front of him. I was like 7.
You're like,
his beret went in the air.
It's fun.
Nigga's always, whenever you know karate, anything like, it's always somebody want to challenge your skills and beat you up in front of people.
Yeah. I didn't even know the Guardian Angels were trained.
Yeah, they supposed to have been all karate trained or whatever.
Oh, yeah, because
they were supposed to be the answer to the cops.
It was like, no, you got to stay still. You got to throw the punch slower.
Yeah, man, this ain't like training.
Yeah.
Nah, that's so bad. I remember they used to chant this song when we used to play in the courtyard, because there was a courtyard in my cousin's neighborhood. Yeah. And they used to go, look at Derek trying to be black. It was so bad. Look at Derek trying to be black.
Uh-huh.
Look at Derek trying to be black. Look at Derek trying to be black. They used to chant it, dude, because they knew I was from the suburbs. Look at Derek trying to be black. In high school, my first year of high school was at George Washington High in Philly. Yeah. They used to call me Proper Dude. Oh, that's Proper Dude. Niggas know how to read good. It's Proper Dude. They used to call me Proper Dude. I'll never forget that shit. What's up, Proper Dude? They used to call me Proper Dude. My nigga Proper Dude.
They ever say nigga, nothing.
No, Proper Dude. It's Proper Dude. And they used to, you know, Philly niggas is the worst.
Oh,
so they're like, here come Proper Dude. Hey, Proper Dude. It's Proper Dude. Why don't you read us what the homework was, you son of a bitch? Don't nobody care about this shit, Proper Dude.
Hey, Proper Dude.
Proper Dude. Hey, Proper Dude.
Hey, Proper Dude.
That's worse than anything
What's
else.
What's up, Proper Dude? Because they say it just like that. My nigga, Ala Wally. That was his name. Ala Wally. Muslim nigga. Proper Dude. Say nigga, Proper Dude.
Yo, what up, Proper Dude?
Proper Dude. They used to go, Proper Dude.
Proper Dude. Where
and
you going, Proper
this
Dude?
This is 99. This is 98,
99. They probably spoke off.
They
fucking,
used to
hey,
dog
buddy.
My ass.
Did they say it to you? Like, hey, buddy.
I got dog to school. In Philly, I got teased. I wore a fake coogi to school one time.
Oh,
my God.
They killed me, bro.
What the fuck is a fake coogi?
You remember
string?
Those Foreman Mills coogi joints?
I remember coogi sweater.
Yes.
But the fake one looked like ropes, and it looked like patterns.
Yep.
Oh, so I wore that to school one day, Foreman Mills Finest. I sat in home ec, them fucking thot hoes, the bad bitches that was in high school, the bitches that was fucking everybody.
But it smelled like bologna meat.
All that shit.
Yeah.
They were in there having a way with me.
Oh my God. That's
look
so
at
funny.
This nigga sweat. And then they was pulling it to see if it unraveling shit.
Oh boy. Oh,
niggas was like,
boy.
It's so, and you know, Philly niggas, when they trying to support you, they still sarcastic.
Yeah.
It's okay, big guy. It's okay, big guy, with your sweater, man. Everybody got to wear their sweaters sometime, man. This nigga got a sweater on. Like it was some big nigga. He used to go, it's a nice sweater, man. Get your sweater on, boy. It's Proper Dude with a sweater. They used to kill me in school, bro.
They used to. Oh my Philly God. Niggas did not give a crying. Fuck.
They go hard, proper man. Dude. They go in.
Proper deed.
Big guy. Nice sweater, big guy. Oh big God. Guy with a sweater. With your sweater on.
It was torture. Poor Derek got tortured in school.
It was like, no, that first year, it was rough. Yeah. I remember my mom got me a corduroy first down set.
Oh, my God.
Think of first down, yeah. And then think of it as a corduroy piece.
No.
I ain't hear the end of it.
Wait, so you went there 1 year?
I went to George Washington 1 year.
Chased out.
I got no, half a year. My mom, we moved in January. I left that school January 9th.
Oh, my God.
Only to be re-welcomed by the niggas in South Jersey that thought they was Philly niggas. Yeah. So it was like,
right.
And ninth grade was tough. That's so why that's why I think comedy happened, because all of ninth grade I got teased.
So you was in two schools in ninth grade, and both times were
and I got teased back to back. And then that year, I was just like, I'm sick of it. I did the whole, I want to kill myself. Right. I want to take
some
karate.
Clothes?
All this, my mom was like, this is why my mom smartened me up real quick. Oh, this is how she did it. She made me look so fucking stupid. I'll never forget. I want to kill myself for it. But them in school, nigga, what about me? I was like, well, shit, when you put it like that, I guess that is pretty stupid. So you will not be fighting, or I will fight you, and you will die.
Damn.
Figure it out. And my mom said, figure it out. And then I started watching Def Jam. And the rest is
Cool
history.
Bubba
but
Ice
you still
saved
wearing,
his life.
Yeah.
Cool Bubba Ice done saved his life.
Last night, Cool Bubba Ice saved my life.
I got too much free time. I got too much free time. I like Chinese food. I love diet. I got too much free time. Woo, baby. Woo. That's all Cool Bubba Ice
cool
was.
Cool Bubba.
Really?
He's
I never
listened to him.
I listen to him.
I love Cool Bubba.
He's a legend.
He's a legend.
He's from Philly?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
I thought he was from Brooklyn.
Philadelphia.
Wow. Did not know that.
I know y'all don't know your history.
Cool Bubba Ice was from Philly?
Yes, he came up with Keith.
Really?
Get the fuck out
How
of here.
How come Keith don't say nothing?
Why would he?
Why he don't ever?
The nigga name is Cool Bubba Ice.
Shout out to Cool Bub. Bub was my guy coming up. We
Even
used to
his
do a
kids
lot of
are like,
jersey rooms.
His kids are like, I don't know who my father is.
Yeah, but Bub. No, nigga, let me tell you something. Dude. Because this is what I take from Bub.
Yeah.
And I must attest that he was swag before I even knew what it was, because he didn't care. He would go on stage with that shirt full of sneakers on it, or all the colors, and wear the Foreman Mills.
And Tracy had the same. Tracy had that same. Tracy Morgan. Maybe he had the propeller hat.
Who had
it was
first,
that kind
though?
Of comedy. I think Cool Bubba, personally. I think Bubba was doing it in the 80s.
Yeah.
And Tracy really didn't start to like 91, 92.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw Bub kill at a bar in Brooklyn one night. Like, he had these motherfuckers rocking, and it was all off impression. So the DJ was playing something, and he impersonated a rapper and then rapped like them, but just for like a second, just to get the niggas going, and switches up his voice. I was like, this dude is a hood legend.
Yeah,
God damn.
You don't want to follow that nigga.
I don't nobody want to follow Cool Bub.
Give him Bub respect.
Was a beast.
Put some respect on his name.
It was like him. That. Cool. Shout out to Cool Bubba, Sing Median J, all them old Jersey
I love
legends.
Sing what Median
did you just
J.
watch the whole? You had the tapes of them. That's what you.
Nah, I used to roll with them.
I'm talking about the Def Comedy Jam stuff.
Oh, yeah, that. But no, I met these niggas. I saw them doing their sets
in
person.
Okay.
In Jersey. In bars and little dives.
Okay, this is South Jersey.
Yeah, no, this is North Jersey when I moved up here.
Oh. Okay.
I had to figure out how to get stage time, so I was fucking with my niggas in North Jersey.
Like Peppermint Lounge type of?
Not even that, because I bombed the 88 Keys. I remember when 88 Keys was out, I bombed my first Def Jam audition before I moved up.
And it was packed?
Oh, it was packed. Talent. Rip my ass.
Oh, yeah.
To
Talent
pieces,
will
bro.
Definitely
yeah.
lean on
Talent
you.
Talent did 10 on my set. He did 10 on me from jacket to set. Had these Puerto Ricans in there dying. Like,
Talent is the best for that shit.
He had them. I was crying on the corner, nigga. Like, Hawk came out, was like, yo, man. And then Marlon Randolph was like, so did you learn anything?
Did you learn anything?
Did you learn anything? Because everybody knew I bombed.
Right.
Did you learn anything?
If you got some takeaway, that's all that matters.
Dude.
Yeah, man.
Everybody
remember Laugh House first festival, and they had Talent hosted.
And he murdered.
And then I went up there, and I had some fucking sweater my girlfriend at the time got me. And I thought it was nice. It was an Old Navy John. It was like,
Talent
you
know, went up there.
It was like Earth Tone. And I bombed so bad. He was like, I went to leave. He was like, no, leave that. He fucking pulled me out of my sweater. He went, leave that here.
No. But what made it funny, Ro kept walking. So Talent effortlessly pulled that sweater, hung it on the mic stand, and said, here we go.
And went, it ain't him. It was this. and ripped me to pieces for at least 15 minutes.
It wasn't him. Was an animal, dude. We saw this before New York even happened. We were like, who are these niggas from New York that are killing us?
Oh, yeah, them motherfuckers are fucking out of peace.
Nigga.
Talent.
Because
you walked out of the sweater.
So put it like this. So he grabbed, like, I didn't want no parts of it. I was leaving. I took that L. I was already,
I was in the back watching.
And I was walking off stage, and he grabbed the collar of the shirt.
No, you leave that.
And he was like, no, leave that. And I just let my arms loose. You know, just let
the shit on the mic stand.
Let your arms loose and let it fall off.
And when he hung it on the mic stand. And the crowd went absolutely fucking apeshit.
And it was. And I just
was like, damn, bro.
I stayed in the room too. I did not leave.
No, you
I
laughed. But you laughed.
I laughed. And
we
I waited till he gave me my sweater back. But I didn't wear it on the next show.
Did he walk it back to you off the stage?
Yeah.
Talent is still respectful.
Oh, yeah.
Talent was my guy. I remember when I started featuring, I featured for Talent, started killing.
Yeah.
He'd give me extra money. Here, take another $100. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Talent was my I'm telling you, bro.
When you didn't kill, they didn't want to, they'd be like, I mean, you didn't even really do. You'd be like, yeah, but.
Yeah, and that's how it's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
All that shit. So getting teased in North Jersey clubs, and I used to do shit in Newark before I could get, just before you even knew me.
Yeah.
And I was like.
What room was over there?
Jonathan Martin had a room in Newark, right across from the stadium.
Right.
And that was tough. All them dreadlock. Arena. All them dreadlock Newark niggas with the ACGs.
Yeah.
With the fucking Black and Miles, nigga.
Yeah.
What the fuck, boy? Come on, bruh. And then I figured out how to get them. When I figured out my opening joke in hood North Jersey rooms, it was a wrap after that. And then I started going, all right, let me go to New York.
Damn.
Because I was like, yeah, y'all a bunch of gangsters until y'all start listening to house music. And as soon as you say house, follow me at M North Jersey. Ah!
That's dope.
I was like, niggas be like, hold my burner, nigga, follow me. But that was my way in every time. And they'd be like, ah! I was like, gotcha,
it's great when you figure that shit out.
Ain't it?
Like, yeah, when you figure out, you be like, yes, all right, I unlocked that
Don't nobody
level.
Think I did the hood.
Yeah.
I was in that bitch. I'm calling Sack Black, but I was in the hood telling them jokes.
Dude. You have to be. You got to go with a stage time, man.
Smokey was throwing me bones and
love
all that.
Love Smokey.
Smoke, throwing bones, fucking Talent always had some room out some fucking place that I was bombing
Remember
at.
Queens proper. I would go out there with Chris Cotton. It'll just be me and Chris Cotton. We out there, we fucking be like,
wait, what's Queens proper?
Queens proper is like a spot that Talent had. Like, I don't know where it was. It was like so far in Queens, it was Connecticut, nigga. It was far. But the only person we would see out there that we knew was Nick Alexander. This nigga knew every motherfucking place to go. Every far spot, you see Nick like.
Oh, yeah. Nick know the scavenger spot. Yeah.
All right.
And we would go there, man. And
was
it like
packed
rough.
Up there? What was
he
the room?
He always packed it.
Always packed
he
it.
He always packed
Talent
it.
Talent never had a room, had a problem with packing.
Yeah, never had a problem with packing. But these were some rough motherfuckers that make laugh. You go up there, you stutter once, you like. This nigga, boo,
nigga.
And then
JP
any.
Justice has some shit in Harlem that I would go to. You remember?
I did one under J Train. I remember he had one room under J Train. I had to follow. Who's the white guy? AJ White.
Oh,
AG White.
Yeah,
AG
White.
All that shit. So I started there, but since you 6 months into the cellar, fuck you, Sherrod.
Yeah,
because we came out. Because I had to earn all that.
Well,
I had to
earn
y'all's
relationship. The cellar's a cellar because the motherfuckers who performed there.
Yeah,
that's why it's a cellar now. But
Man, how was it seeing that shit?
Like seeing that grow like that? It's crazy.
Yeah, but you're a part of that growth.
But you're no question. Your face is on that flyer.
Yeah, you're the history. Yeah, you're a comedy seller hit there.
Yeah, but it was great. It was great. It was just a cool out hangout spot where you can get on stage late night.
Yeah.
And everybody came by, but it was like the crowds wasn't always this big.
Yeah.
But then it splintered, and now it's fucking three rooms down there.
Damn. Yeah.
And a Vegas room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Fucking crazy.
So blew, blew
Are up. You doing a small world in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A small world. I'll probably do an hour out there.
There you
go.
Oh,
good shit.
There you
when?
Go.
I'm thinking the beginning of the year, but somewhere in the spring
mm-hmm.
where I can tape it. Maybe like March.
All right, people, make sure y'all follow Sherrod so y'all can keep an update on that. Go to Vegas, get your laugh on.
Yeah, but I'll be doing an hour here too, the 21st, and I got all the dates on my Small World.
Matter of fact, okay. I have to thank you, Uncle Sherrod. I'm just thinking about it now. You were the reason I got my chops up so much at the first stand, because I had to either host for you or go after you, and I was like,
yeah.
Man. So because they we always put me and. Pat would put me on every of Sherrod's shows. Yeah. So I had the host, I had to bring Sherrod up and then watch him go up, or I had to go on after him. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
So yeah. And
that's what makes it stronger. But that's how that's why the comedy cell was so great. A lot of clubs in New York, but you get the you don't know Seinfeld might be on before you. Or Chris Rock or so you always gotta be ready for whoever, nigga.
Yeah.
So that's what makes you stronger. Just get your tools fucking sharp.
Yeah. Get your shit sharp, nigga.
But at the same time, like the comedy cellar blew up, you see, I see all the clubs leave, like Boston Comedy Club, where we used to always be, fucking gone. And,
yeah.
And even like, I guess Catch a Rising Star was already on its way out.
Yeah, man, CB's. Remember CB's Comedy Club?
CB's. I remember CB's.
CB's. Hole in the wall. Yeah, it was a hole in the wall down the street, but Jay and them used to play there.
I seen
you there.
Yep.
Yo, everybody, what was that guy's name? Everybody was cool with him. Al Martin. No, not Al Martin.
The other guy, Patrice's old manager.
Right. It wasn't Jason Steinberg? No.
No. Fuck. I forgot his name.
Oh, Barry Katz.
No. Nah, it was another guy. He was in a relationship with the little cool, the funny black dude.
Nick.
That's going to fucking. Dave Smith was managed by him. All the skank dudes played his club. Louis J. Gomez, all them. You were in there with Keith.
Yeah.
Keith, that was where Keith took me to go because I hung out with Keith for about a week and he was like, all right, nigga, I got to see this
set. I forget his name, Mark.
Yeah. I saw his name.
Keith took you down there. Yeah,
and that shit was like as big as this shit right here.
Yeah.
Stage in the corner.
Yeah.
And I went up there, did my jokes, got some laughs, and I left out there feeling victorious, and we didn't even make it off the block. He was like, what the fuck was that?
I remember.
We didn't even get off the block, nigga. That shit sent chills down my spine. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, man. I remember when Greer told me, yo, slow the fuck down. Yeah. Greer did that.
Yeah.
Yo, you on stage. Slow the fuck down, man. And then walked away. I was like, God damn.
Slow it down.
Slow down, man.
Both of y'all niggas, y'all do them hard shoulder grabs. Yeah, man, do this. You was like, all right.
Yeah, we didn't know nothing. But no, y'all pointed us in the right direction.
Yeah, which I'm grateful for.
You got to pay it forward.
Yeah, man.
You boys pay it forward.
Yeah, I am now.
Yeah.
All right, we got to start getting into these motherfucking topics.
All right, topics.
Should I do my new shit?
Bam, 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 go for bam, it.
Bam, bam, bam.
That's the 18.
What the fuck is the, how does that one sound?
No.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, Monroe, there we go.
So we getting in some topics. We're trying to keep it
go
topical
it.
And stay
since
on
since
shit.
You ripped it
what
up,
did we talk about? He ripped it up. Oh, disrespectful
nice.
And shit.
I ripped it. What topic?
Uber.
Got?
What is this? Uber Chopper?
You heard about the Uber Chopper?
Oh yeah, the Uber Chopper.
Oh, it says Uber Chopper. That's what I was like. What the?
They
fuck
They already
is
got
a
it
Chopper?
In Dubai, baby.
The Uber.
You got one?
You can get it in Dubai.
You can get an Uber for $200 or $225 to get you to JFK and back and some crazy shit.
Nigga, don't helicopters go down all the time?
Yeah. No.
Google that shit.
All the time?
Not all the time.
People would take choppers if they went out.
No. Helicopters are very finicky because of wind, all that shit.
You got a better chance getting attacked by a shark.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Look, we're going to Google it. Go. We got our white man in the studio right now. He's going.
There we go. White man on the case.
Dude, choppers go down often. That's so funny.
Yeah, we'll see the percentage of choppers, and then we'll see the percentage of shark attacks.
It's probably more plane crashes than chopper crashes.
It can't be.
Probably, because there's more planes taking off.
But there's always, no, it's not. You on Chelsea
and plus
Pierce,
more personal, like more people got personal planes, like their own planes they fly, than people got personal choppers.
Look.
It's people who just got a driver's license, got a plane, and go up to the hand fly their own
shit.
He's
about to bring it up. Did you see anything?
Ain't bringing it up.
Make sure it's something that helps me, though.
But if Uber, I'll take it. I mean, there's more car crashes than chopper crashes. Cars.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
More likely to die in a car than a chopper.
I don't know.
You're fearing the wrong thing, nigga. What do you think? You're a fucking rock legend? Your plane's going to go into a side of a mountain?
The FAA says helicopters are safe.
Safe as hell.
Yeah, fuck the FAA. We need some reports.
I need some chopper crashes.
I need some chopper crashes.
But
recent.
If you can't find chopper crashes recent, then you know, they're doing pretty good.
I bet you I can
2.5%.
2.5.
Wait. Sorry.
Yeah. Look at this shit.
Ain't nobody, and plus, if a chopper goes
September,
down, it's more likely
September 26th, I mean, 2019.
It's about one accident.
A fucking U.S. soldier was killed.
It's a combat fucking mission.
A U.S. Of course he was killed in combat, nigga. We talking about Uber chopper.
Ain't nobody shooting at your fucking Uber chopper going to JFK.
NYC chopper crashes in the summertime. The chopper hit in the middle of Manhattan.
So after a million chopper flights, 1 million flights this summer, how many crash? One?
And in the city.
They take off daily and they go to East River. 15 a day.
In 2013, 103 helicopters crashed. In 2017, 25.
Now, how many shark attacks have there been?
Now, go.
What, this year?
Yes.
In 2017?
2017 shark attacks, and then 2019 shark attacks.
I think it's probably about the same number.
Like 8 people.
No, it's a little more than that. It's supposed to be 8 people on Long Island
Sound. I'm not going to be able to find 2019 numbers.
All right, 2017 numbers.
2017, how many shark attacks? I'm curious because I hate sharks.
Because
I love them so much. Because I'm terrified of sharks.
This month, 130.
Come across a shark in your life.
Yo, you ain't never hung out. We took this dude to a shark movie for his birthday. He's obsessed with sharks.
But you scared to get in the water with him?
Scared to get in the water.
You ain't never swim with sharks?
No.
Have dolphins? Dolphins? No.
But I will swim with a dolphin. Unprovoked attacks.
Goddamn.
66. Provoked attacks.
Damn. These sharks out here fucking. No. But 2017, we had how many did we have for helicopter crashes?
100. The water getting
23.
Hot.
23.
For 2017, it was 23?
Yeah. 23.
It's more likely for you to get attacked by a shark than to crash in a helicopter.
Why are you not listening to
like I said. Yeah. I don't
know. Because sometimes you got to argue with your uncle.
He just scared of heights. That's all it is. If sharks flew, nigga, he'd be like this. No.
No, I don't. I'm terrified of sharks because I love shark movies.
Right.
So it's just, you know, it's that stigma. But I go to all the shark movies. I saw 47 Meters Down in Cage, The Meg. I saw it twice. And it's a terrible movie. But it's a big-ass shark.
All shark movies are terrible.
You need to watch a documentary about sharks instead of watching this Hollywood fucking
fantasy. No, I like that. I watch Shark Week. I watch Shark Week on NatGeo.
There you go.
But it's like, no. On Discovery. But the shark movies, the way they make it, just such a fucking.
The only one that moved me recently was the first 47 Meters Down. That was scary.
47. Oh, yeah, that was.
That was scary. I was oh, shit, this bitch, she was hallucinating the whole time?
Oh, the whole fucking time.
I was like, damn.
I like the one with the LL Cool J and Sam Jackson was in. When was that? Deep Blue?
Deep Blue Sea,
bro. Deep Blue was my head like a shark fin.
I was 16. My mom took me to see Deep Blue Sea on my birthday. My friend Chris Brown was with me. Not Chris Brown, but another Chris Brown. She took us to the Olive Garden, and then we went and saw that movie, the greatest movie I've ever seen.
You didn't know
Cool J lived at the end.
You ain't know Sam Jackson was going to get taken out
that
quick, right?
That shit was wild. They ripped him in half.
Oh,
we're not going to fight anymore. We're going to band together. As soon as he said band together, that shark said nope.
Band this, nigga.
Yeah. And then they ripped him in half and swam. I was like, damn, that is. And they were shark geniuses.
Yeah, they were smart.
See that?
I know. That was they can swim backwards.
They're
like, these sharks can swim backwards.
They moonwalking in the water.
They're like, ooh, we going to eat you, bitch.
Tell me I didn't see that. Like, you know how Sam, tell me I didn't just see that. And I'm in the theater like, nigga, I saw it. I saw it too. Yep. The shark went backwards. And I was hype.
Hype.
Now I got to rewatch that movie.
Deep Blue Sea was the shit.
Because I didn't like that he was trapped in the kitchen. It started to flood. And then he light the shark on fire.
Yeah, he lit the oven. I didn't like how they had to kill that little bird. Remember the bird?
Yeah, the bird did nothing to nobody.
Got gooped.
You a bird getting eaten by a shark?
He didn't even. The bird could have still survived because he made it. He was already in the shark's mouth.
Yeah.
What this shark gonna do? Swallow him?
Yeah, those stomach acids that eat him up real nice.
That fucking bird could have been like.
He didn't.
Nah,
the shark overpowered the bird, killed the bird, and of course he was in water.
That was
the
cheap.
Gas was running. The gas was in the air. He threw the fucking flame in the air,
he threw it in the
and
air.
That's why the shark got ate because he jumped up to eat him, went on fire. Come on, man! LL Cool J was the goddamn man in that movie. He killed two of them.
I know.
Killed two. And Sam Jackson got killed in it. So
Sam Jackson got killed too.
It's crazy.
I think he said he got sick after shooting that movie.
Who?
Us, LL, all of them, because you were in that water all fucking day.
It's of course you're going to get shoot. Pneumonia.
That's a hard shoot, man.
Oh, that was a
underwater
big hard shoot.
All for a month
underwater.
I'll be mad because now in this CGI and you didn't even have to be in the water at all.
No, dude, still got to get some water, but
then,
not as much.
Not only did they have to stand in water, he had to make a dumbass song called Deepest Bluest. My hat is like a shark fin.
Love LL.
I was singing that earlier.
Horse shit. He was rapping from the shark's perspective. That's not genius.
That's genius.
It's fucking stupid.
Why isn't it? Because no one's ever heard the shark's perspective before.
Thank you. I want to know what the shark goes through.
I want to know.
Okay, if you put it to me like that.
Do you really want to hear fucking LL rapping from the victim's perspective?
Yeah, no, ooh, that hurt. Yeah. Trump just bit my ass.
Ooh, that hurt. Shit. Damn, I ain't going to make it home to eat.
Can't dance to that.
And when we go deepest blue, we call ouch.
Blood. Blood. Blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
oh, murder. That's what that should be.
It's murder.
Yeah, I like LL as an actor.
Me too.
Yeah, of course, he's good.
I loved him.
Yeah,
in,
you know him?
Yeah, I met him before.
Yeah,
yeah.
I loved him in
bullshit.
I loved him in Too Deep. He was evil.
Yeah,
that nigga was evil in it. Remember?
In Too Deep. Oh yes, right.
When he shoved that fucking pool stick up Frisco's ass or whatever.
Yeah, that's good. I need to cop on NCIS. Motherfucker, getting that. I can't wait until I'm at that point in my career.
Well,
where I can just be on a fucking crime show for like
shaved all his hair,
seasons.
He's like a big muscular baby.
It's a good show though, and America loves it.
Yes,
yeah.
He's
that's
with
a
the
gold
other,
of mine.
Who's that white goof that's on there with him?
Who the
other dude?
I don't know his name. I
think
talking
he got
about
like
hair.
Eight kids too. That dude.
Yeah, that motherfucker. You can afford it on syndication money.
There you go. Yeah,
you can fucking populate Africa if you want.
That show's gonna be on for a long time.
NCIS. That's the whoops. There it is. Yeah,
you got Ice-T. He struck gold. Anthony Anderson had it for a little bit.
But the Blackish, right?
No, Anthony Anderson had it. He was on Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, he was.
Yep.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was on Law and Order. Yes,
yeah,
right. That's
yep,
right.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Dude, do you ever want to do something like that?
Of course, I'll do that shit.
Yeah, get
one of the episode or two of one of those Law and Order.
Yeah, Detective
but
Smalls.
I wanna,
would you be Detective Smalls?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But I want to take my badge and gun home with me. Flash on niggas on the subway.
Yeah, so funny.
You don't think about shit like that? Like, you would never want to do. I would like to be on the show for like the longest it could be on and still do other shit. Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah.
Well, she did movies
well.
Here and there, but.
But it's pretty. Her bread and butter is that show. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got locked into it. But, you know, that's.
She's like a million an episode, right?
Those shows are one in a million sometimes, you know, just to lock in on a show that's going to stay on and people just going to. It's gonna have generation after generation.
Yeah, that's
like
going on.
It's
like
you can't call that shit.
That's gonna happen with Bones. Bones is still on.
Bones is still on.
Bones is still on.
Jesus.
I think. Hold on.
But once you got like a core crowd, nigga, that's always gonna tune in and you got some good writers gonna write some new stuff.
Yeah. No, love that. I see that happening for all these comic book shows like Flash.
Yeah.
That shit gonna be on forever.
Yeah,
there's
Flash
gonna be a new Flash,
yeah.
Another multiple universe.
A Black Flash, a girl Black, well, a mixed girl Flash. They're gonna have an Asian Flash and all that, and it's gonna be great.
But that's how Spider-Man is. Like, that's the genius of writing those kind of shits because you can always fill in another person as a Peter Parker character and keep that story going.
Yeah, they got a Black and Spanish one. They got one that just called Disney, and now he's back in the MCU and stuff. It's all kinds of crazy Spider-Man. The Spider-Verse.
So yep.
You know.
Yeah, they
glad.
Making that
I
money.
Wish they did that with Blade. Like, Blade was that big of a franchise because I might have a shot.
They played Blade. Blade should have been a bigger thing.
Blade's
man.
Coming back.
Is
Blade's
he?
Coming back.
I it's remember when I talked again. To Wesley Snipes about the last one,
uh-huh.
And he was, me, him, and Chris, he was at the Apollo backstage, Chris about to perform, and he was heated as fuck because he was like, they trying to emasculate Blade in his last movie. He hated it. The one with, what's his name?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. He hated it. He thought it was High School Musical and Blade.
It
He's
was.
Like, he didn't need none of those people in the movie with him.
I
and you can, when you watch the movie, you can see his hatred for them. Then Ryan Reynolds said later that that Wesley Snipes did not enjoy them.
Yeah. Oh, you can see that shit. Like the scene, it felt lazy.
It did.
I was like, this nigga ain't even into it. No, look at this.
If anything, it should have been better than the first. Oh, this dude's playing Blade now?
Yeah.
Marshall Ali.
I like him.
I think
like
you
that.
Do good, but the thing that made
but
this,
don't emasculate the nigga.
Yeah,
it's like stop putting like white kids in it, like teenagers for no reason.
With
his crew.
Laser bow and arrows. And shit. Like, what are we doing?
But are we going to get the
Timberlake's
same?
Wife is in.
Do you think we're going to get the same from
Marshall A?
I don't think so. I think they're going to learn from fucking over Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's talked to Wesley about it.
Yeah.
Because Wesley will tell whoever wants to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just stay off. If anything, Blade 3 should have been, that was the third one, right?
Yeah.
It should have been better than the first one.
Yeah.
It's like technology's different now.
Yeah. All the you technology in that movie was goofy.
It was goofy in that last one.
He cut the dude in half, and it was just like, I was like, ew, I've seen better graphics on Nintendo, nigga.
The possibilities were great with that, and they fucking blew it.
I'm even saying that Wesley knows martial arts. Like, I don't know what he knows.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's not known for being a fly dude when it comes to fighting.
No, Wesley knew how to fight. That's why we love Blade.
He knows how to act.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So why would they take, I know Wesley didn't want to be out.
Yeah.
But maybe he wanted more control, so this shit wouldn't happen again.
Yeah.
But it's weird to take him out, because I think he could still play it.
Yeah.
Right? He could still.
He could have had like a Son of Blade. I think that would have been dope. A Son of Blade, and you find a new karate dude.
Right.
Like a dude who's legit.
And nobody knows.
That one knows, and make a star.
Yeah. That could happen.
Yeah.
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 Because there'd be dudes on YouTube auditioning. Yeah. Hey, MC Universe, look at me. Yeah. And they'll do like a 1 minute montage of them kicking the ass of a
and they're like, can you read a script? They do all that kicking, and they get the script. They're like, say what again?
They'd be like, yeah.
It ain't going to work out.
I met a lot of talented motherfuckers that can't act.
Yeah.
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 Remember the dude who was supposed to get the spot on Saturday Night Live over Eddie Murphy, but he couldn't read? I forget his name.
Charlie Burnett or whatever.
Charlie Burnett used to perform in the park. Yeah. Couldn't read.
Didn't he die from AIDS?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He's Chappelle. Old New York story.
Chappelle looked up to him.
And what's the one thing is AIDS was the only thing he could spell. Nobody? It's an easy word. That's what I'm saying.
He probably didn't even have AIDS.
Yeah. He probably spelled.
He, he probably had cancer or something.
And he read the thing. It's like this. AIDS.
This motherfucker probably had the flu. He was like, well, I guess.
He probably had pneumonia.
Yeah. I couldn't pronounce it.
He didn't have AIDS.
Fuck.
That motherfucker probably had ADD. And it was like, oh, shit. That's terrible.
Oh, poor thing.
Oh, man. Shit, we got to fucking go.
Yeah, we do.
This has been dope.
It's been fun.
This I love talking great, to my man. Uncle.
Thanks for having me.
I love talking to my uncle. Yeah. Uncle Smalls.
Yeah.
We like having people we admire on the show because it ain't about nothing. We just talk.
Talk
just
stuff.
We just talk shit.
Yeah.
Just kick it.
It's kicking it. So
and we covered
tell them where you're going to be at. We covered it. It's an hour.
When is this airing?
This airs, when is it air, love?
We have so many.
2 weeks. It airs in 2 weeks. 3 weeks. Two to three weeks.
Okay, so Hell Night, October 29th. Come through for that. 8 p.m. Comedy Cellar. Go to ComedyCellar.com. Hell Night near a Deaf Experience show. You got Michelle Wolf, Artie Lang, Big J, Nikki Glazer, Yamanika, yours truly. It's going to be a great show. Get your tickets, ComedyCellar.com. October 29th. It's the week of Halloween. Hell Night show.
Boom.
Hell Night show.
Monroe Martin, I on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Boom. And, of course, Derek the Great Boy Gaines. And if you're around November, Fuckboy Ground Zero for the New York Comedy Festival. It's gonna be a monster of an hour. I'm gonna do a really good job. I've been on the road working it out for New York, New York City. Get ready.
Yeah.
I'm Derek Gaines.
I'm Monroe Martin.
This is
No Need for Apologies.